You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A good pitching matchup between the Nationals and Mets today. We've got Jacob deGrom facing Max Scherzer. Let's take it to the bottom of the first, Jose Reyes at the plate.
Fields 0-2. Swing and a drive, well hit to right. Back goes Robles onto the track. In front of the fence, he jumps, and he made the catch. He crashed into the padded wall, made the catch, well to the left of the 370 mark, and took an extra base hit away from Jose Reyes.
Pitch again to Turner. Swing and a drive to left. Nimmo backs up for this ball. It's sailing toward the fence, and it's long gone. A home run for Trey Turner on a line drive that just kept rising. It sails over the old Great Wall to Flushing in left field.
So DeGrom sets the pitch, and Lobatone shoots a liner softly hit to left. It drops in front of Nimmo for a base hit. In to score is Taylor, and Lobatone on at first with his second hit. A single and a run batted in, and the Nationals now lead 3-1. Now Scherzer deals, swung on and missed strike three. Got him with a changeup, and that's four straight strikeouts now for Max Scherzer. Oh, and won the count. Kinsler sets, now the pitch. Swinging a ground ball back to the mound, grabbed by Kinsler at the waist, throws to first in time, and the ball game is over.
3-2 Nationals is your final score. The Nationals clinch home field advantage in the NLDS with the victory. Jacob deGrom pitched well but gets the loss. He would also reach 200 innings for the first time in his career. Max Scherzer gets the win. He goes six innings, allowing one run on three hits with 10 strikeouts. Terry Collins and the Mets unable to pull it off against the Nationals on Sunday as they lose 3-2. Here's Collins on the loss.
You were always looking to see when he was going to pitch again because you knew that, hey, look, this guy takes and he competes and he stops losing streaks, and that's what he's done. I mean, you don't look up and you got 15 wins on a club that's had been decimated like we have. Without being a competitive guy, and that's exactly what he did. He did it again today. Went out and held down a very, very good offense and kept us in the game. So I think that becomes a number that those guys get used to. It's kind of a standard they live by. Kershaw, Scherzer, those kind of guys, they live by 200 innings. And I think you're going to look up in a few years, and that's going to be Jake DeGrom's motif, is that you're going to get 200 plus out of him, and they're going to be quality innings. You go around certainly in our league, teams that have seen him, several times during the summer, and they talk about how good he is. And so there's no reason why his name shouldn't be in the mix somewhere with 15 wins. Had we scored a few more runs for him, he certainly has more than that.
Jacob deGrom gets the loss but reaches 200 innings for the first time in his career. He's the first Met to do so since Bartolo Colon in 2014. Here's what DeGrom had to say.
It's definitely big for me. We got plans to hopefully go to the World Series next year. And I think that's something I wanted to get to know what it's like to pitch that many innings in a year.
Does it feel any different?
Honestly, no. Feel the same.
You, in the past, have pitched a lot of innings, but you've had little hiccups along the way. Last year, obviously, haven't had that surgery, but your rookie year having to be shut down for a couple of weeks. Is there anything that you've taken from those experiences that has allowed you to be as consistently healthy this season?
I think just knowing when to do more and do less. There were times when I was struggling this year where, I could have went out and just kept throwing and trying to figure it out, but whether it be watching some video versus going out there and throwing and doing mental work versus, physical. So I think just trying to learn that and, trying not to do too much.
Monday, the Mets will host the Braves for a doubleheader at Citi Field.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.